This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm Jeff Phelps, my buddy Dan Menigan, in for Andy today. And we've had a very interesting show at the 11 o'clock hour. Nick Costos, our Odyssey Sports betting insider, basically said when the Browns bench Deshaun Watson. Whether I agree with that or not, I'm not sure. I don't think they will. I don't think that's going to happen. But we're only five games into the season. Let's stay tuned. Mike Silver gave us an entirely different quarterback perspective based on Kyle Shanahan and what he had here. In talking about his new book, The Why Is Everything. So that's interesting. And now we bring in, and after hearing from the offensive coordinator, Ken Dorsey, talking about the offense that's not producing points, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 13 points in five games this year. Now we're going to hear from a Hall of Fame quarterback who had some thoughts on Deshaun Watson.
Yes, he did. And so Kevin Clark's show on ESPN2,
Mr. Kurt Warner.
Yeah, he had Kurt Warner on. I was trying to find what the name of the show was because I had it in front of me and lost it. This is Football is what the show is called on ESPN. That's what happens when you have 18 tabs open.
See?
All right, so this is Football is the name of his show on ESPN. It's a really good watch. Every so often, Kevin Clark has been on the show a couple of times, does a really nice job covering the NFL for ESPN, The Ringer before that, The Wall Street Journal before that. Kurt Warner was on there. We all know Kurt Warner all too well. Had this to say when it came to Deshaun Watson.
And if I was running the Browns, I would make a change at the quarterback position. And I understand all the, you know, developments there and the money that you owe Deshaun Watson and what you gave up for him. You just can't win with him right now. And I hate saying that, but it's just the fact is that he's not playing very good football. He's not seeing what's going on. You know, he can be looking right at it. I did a breakdown after week one. And I mean, and I pulled 20 plays and I could have pulled another 10 plays. So you're talking, you know, 25, 30 plays in a game where I just can't make sense of what he's doing. And, you know, he'll be looking right at this first read and not throwing it. And the guy's open.
This is Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback. And of course, he had his heyday with our buddy Mike Martz and the Rams, and then kind of took a step back in his career, back up in New York for a while. Eli Manning was there.
Yeah, where his career cratered a bit.
Exactly. And then went to Arizona and was Kurt Warner again and is in the Hall of Fame. And when I hear a guy like Kurt Warner, who, by the way, I think is an outstanding broadcaster, I think he does a great job.
He does a great job in those Westwood One games. You're right.
To hear him say that sheds an entirely different light on it to me. If a guy who knows the game like Kurt Warner knows the game watches the tape of Deshaun Watson and thinks it's on Deshaun more so than the offense, which is what that sounds like, that's not good.
This is starting to come from a lot of different places. It is no longer we're living in the world of, oh, that's so-and-so, but he hates Watson for this reason, or that's so-and-so, he hates the Browns for this reason or another reason.
It's coming from football people who are just looking at it from a football standpoint.
It's coming from a lot of directions.
Yep.
Of mass concern when it comes to the Browns offense and the Browns quarterback. And Kurt Warner goes on and explains further.
A couple weeks ago, just hearing him in this press conference, they ran what I call a combo concept. It's just a slant and a flat. You know, a combination that, you know, I teach my high school quarterbacks when I was playing. A combination that I've run a trillion times in my life. And he's sitting on the podium saying that the coaches told him that the flat part of that concept was a decoy and that he was just supposed to throw the slant. Now, if that's true, you know, that's a whole nother conversation if we're telling him that. Sure. But even if you're telling him that, I would never do that. Like, even if somebody told me to do that, I'm like, coach, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm going to read the defender out there, and if he covers the flat, I'll throw the slant. If he covers the slant, I'm throwing the flat. Like, but to hear him say that on the most basic concept, that's not even an option for me. If I look over here, I have to throw the slant because that's what I'm told to do. You can't play the position. So there's just so many things that I'm seeing that make me say, what is going on? Like, I don't know. I don't know who he is right now. I don't know how good he can be as a quarterback.
Okay. Again, that's a guy who's in the Hall of Fame for his play at quarterback and who's a terrific broadcaster, Kurt Warner.
This was my problem that I had when that answer was even given on the podium of Deshaun Watson. When he goes, well, that guy who was open, you know, he was a decoy. You guys aren't in those rooms. You don't know what we're talking about. You're just, you know, you don't know what the play call is.
The minute that they say that guy was open, isn't it end of conversation?
Yes.
Get him the ball?
Yes. Yeah. That was my problem with it from Jump Street. It's not, you don't need to be a football expert. In the same way that no coach is ever going to yell at a player for throwing a bounce pass to a guy who's wide open under the bucket, even if the play called for you to throw the pass to the wing or to the corner. Like, if you throw the ball to the guy who's open, whether he's supposed to be a decoy or not a decoy,
can't go wrong there.
There's no wrong answer. You're not going to get yelled at. You're not going to get pulled into the office. You're not going to get the John Gruden, what are we doing here? Like, you're not going to get this. He was open. He would have scored a first. That would have been a first down, if not longer. This is the problem that always sits with all of this stuff. And you got Kurt Warner saying the same thing of like, throw it. Even if you're taught differently, he's open. Even if you're not supposed to throw the bounce pass into the key to the big man in the standing right on the block wide open, you throw the bounce pass. Why? He's open. It makes my head spin on a chunk of that stuff. And I know I'm not the go-to numero uno when it comes to football film and play calling.
I don't think you're numero 4-0.
No, God, I'm like numero negative 12-0. Like, but
however, when a man is open, you're allowed to throw him the football. And, you know, it's easy for us to sit here and say it. It's another thing for Kurt Warner to say.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm here and say it. I'm just saying. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, he goes a little bit further and kind of wraps everything up in a nice bow. And again, this is audio courtesy of ESPN. Kevin Clark's show that you can catch on ESPN2. Pretty good watch. Kevin Clark has good stuff. The show's called This Is Football. Again, audio courtesy of ESPN.
This Cleveland Browns team is not nearly as bad as they're playing right now. They've got a defense that can win, and they're not going to win with quarterback play like this. And it's been consistently like this for a long time. You know, we've seen glimpses since he's come to Cleveland, but we haven't seen a lot of them. So it's been this way for a long time. And I don't know what we're expecting at this point. And I just know that they're not going to win football games, you know, consistently with this kind of quarterback play. And I would think you just have to make a move, even if it's to allow him to step back, get away from all the pressure and get away from the contract and all the stuff that's going on in his life over the last couple of years, and see if you can salvage his career. But right now, it's just really, really bad football.
Wow. Those are really harsh comments by Kurt Warner, Hall of Fame quarterback. I would think, Dan, if there is any possibility of actually benching Deshaun and doing what Kurt just said, letting him take a step back and try to, and it was interesting to hear Kurt say, salvage his career. Let's be honest, that's where this is. I really think, you know, if he doesn't play and the offense doesn't, you know, the whole thing tied together, if it doesn't click, I've said all along, I think they'll try to move on after this year. I don't think financially that's a real doable thing, unless they do some incredible juggling and figure out a way to do it. I mean, that you're reaching the point where decisions are going to have to be made, big, big decisions that could cost the ownership millions of dollars and could limit the ability of the front office to improve this team moving forward. I don't know how you do it. I'm no cap guy. I'm no money guy when it comes to this. I have no idea. All I know is what I see, what you see, what Kurt Warner sees, what a lot of people are seeing. The offense isn't working, and the quarterback's not helping out a whole lot.
So, the best, again, not a cap guy either. In fact, I don't even know what the hell I am anymore.
We never have, so it's okay.
That's true. The highlight of knowing nothing is that you can find yourself in various places of nothingness.
Sure.
It really is a true ethos. The way I could put the Watson thing is you're stuck with him. Okay. You need his contract and lever pulling of taking that guaranteed money and moving it to, years past and kind of kicking that can down the road to keep the core of your team together. So as much as he stinks, you come to him because you need the money that he represents. This is the hole that the Browns have dug themselves into. Is that the thing that is causing, well, okay, one of the things that is causing a problem is also one of the things that's keeping this team afloat. So if you want to get rid of him, you kind of have to get rid of everything. It's almost like a found, you know what? the best way I could put it, Jeff, it's almost like the stadium. The problem with the stadium is the foundation of the stadium. And that's where the money that needs to renovate it is going. So the thing is you can either figure out how to rebuild that foundation and spend the money to rebuild that foundation, which you need to keep the stadium up and running, or you have to tear it down to not throw that money into the foundation any longer. That's kind of the best way to describe the Deshaun Watson situation.
All right. Well, we'll see. Philadelphia on Sunday. Browns win. Okay. There's life. They don't win. They're 1-5. And sorry. I can't imagine a team coming back from 1-5 and having a successful season. And maybe if that happens, maybe that's when you say, okay, we're going to try and salvage this guy's career. Sit down and watch for a while. We'll see. In the meantime, our baseball team has to win tonight or the season's over. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.